The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Cal Thomas, a very good afternoon to you. When we spoke earlier in the week, you were quite angry about anonymous people telling stories about Donald Trump to try and undermine him, saying that if they wanted to have authority, that they would have to reveal themselves. And now we have a situation whereby we have a book coming out by the acclaimed and long-standing journalist Bob Woodward, in which he has Donald Trump acknowledging on the record, on tape, that he knowingly played down COVID-19 earlier this year, even though he was aware of how life-threatening it was and that it was vastly more serious than the seasonal flu. So that's serious now. You have to take that seriously, don't you?
Well, Matt, he's not the only one who played it down. Joe Biden did as well. Joe Biden was against the travel ban from China. Joe Biden's chief health advisor, Ezekiel Emanuel, also played it down. Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, said that people should go into Chinatown in her district in San Francisco and enjoy a good meal. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, said as late as March that people should go to the cinema and enjoy themselves and have a pizza. So this is nothing new. I would just point out about Bob Woodward. First of all, my first reaction was, what in the world is the president doing talking to Bob Woodward? I mean, there's just no way that he is going to come out well on this. In fact, at the end of the book, according to 60 Minutes, which he is on Sunday, talking about the book and promoting it, he says that Trump is not fit to be president. So I don't understand why he did all of this. But look, we've talked about this before on the program. This thing has been politicized because it's an election season. It should not have been. And there's plenty of blame on both sides. My preference would have been that the president, as early as February, might have gone on television and said, look, there's no need to panic, but we do need to make some preparations. Oh, by the way, Dr. Anthony Fauci also said there was nothing to worry about as late as March. And then he later said that he wasn't telling the truth because the only reason he said that was so that the health professionals would get masks and robes and be prepared for whatever was to come.
Instead of talking about Anthony Fauci and Bill de Blasio and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and all the other people you mentioned, can we talk about the man who actually is the president? The man who actually dismissed this as fake news. The man who said this was no worse than a flu. A man who said it would go away very, very quickly. Underplaying and underscoring what was something that has led to nearly 200,000 deaths in the United States. Can we talk about Donald Trump, please, instead of other people?
Well, it's all part of the same mix, Matt. I mean, if you're going public with these statements, and if you're asking people not to panic, and if you're saying it's no big deal, the president wasn't the only one doing that. I agree with you. I said a moment ago, he should have gone on national television and said, we have a potential dangerous disease coming. Please don't panic. We have health professionals who know what they're doing. And I agree, he shouldn't have played it down as nothing and not a big deal and the rest. But you can't look in the rearview mirror and say all of these things should have been done, because there were a lot of people who were saying that it wasn't a big deal, and not just the president. But I agree with you that he should have gone on television and prepared the country for the possibility of what is to come. That's what we do with hurricanes.
Let's hear some of the conversation that Bob Woodward recorded with Donald Trump.
Now it's turning out it's not just old people, Bob, because today and yesterday some startling facts came out. It's not just older
yeah, exactly.
young people, to plenty of young people.
So give me a moment of talking to somebody, going through this with Fauci or somebody who kind of it caused a pivot in your mind, because it's clear just from what's on the public record that you went through a pivot on this to, oh my God, the gravity is almost inexplicable and unexplainable.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you.
Sure, I want you to.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
You see, there's a difference, Cal, between creating a panic and actually preparing people adequately. There's been some extraordinary stuff and the usual nonsense from Fox News in the last 24 hours trying to defend Trump in relation to this, making comparisons with FDR. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. But there was something to fear, a killer illness which has taken nearly 200,000 lives.
Well, I agree. And I just to repeat myself, Matt, I think the president should have gone on television and warned about this. But there's plenty of blame to go around, and I don't know how you blame for a pandemic. I would just point out one sidelight about Bob Woodward. People of a certain age will remember this. Woodward also claimed to have interviewed the late CIA director, William Casey, who was in a coma in a hospital and guarded. And he claims to have gone in and interviewed Casey when Casey couldn't even talk and wasn't awake. So, you know, Woodward has kind of a checkered past on this. But again, back to the present, I agree with you. The president should have gone on television, said, don't panic. We have professionals who know what they're doing, but we need to be prepared. And he could have started with the washing of the hands and the face masks and all the rest.
A listener says, as Truman said, the buck stops here. But of course, during this pandemic, Donald Trump at a press conference in March said, I don't take responsibility. As other listeners pointed out, he has also recommended taking bleach. And he also then promoted a particular drug, which was completely unproven and which was shown to have side effects that were greatly dangerous. So let's hear Trump responding to a question from a reporter last night on whether he had misled the American people about the dangers of the coronavirus.
Well, I think if you said in order to reduce panic, perhaps that's so. The fact is, I'm a cheerleader for this country. I love our country. And I don't want people to be frightened. I don't want to create panic, as you say. And certainly, I'm not going to drive this country or the world into a frenzy. We want to show confidence. We want to show strength. We want to show strength as a nation. We have to show leadership. And the last thing you want to do is create a panic in the country. This was a horrible thing. And I was very open, whether it's to Woodward or anybody else. It's just another political hit job. But whether it was Woodward or anybody else, you cannot show a sense of panic or you're going to have bigger problems than you ever had before. Please.
And then let's just hear him go on the Sean Hannity show last night on Fox News. And he was asked about the point that Cal has already raised for us, why he agreed to do an interview with Woodward.
The Woodward book, on the book itself, he called. I didn't participate in his last one, and he does hit jobs with everybody. He even did it on Obama. But constant hit jobs on Bush. I guess they did three books. They were all terrible. So I figured, you know, let's just give it a little shot. I'll speak to him. It wasn't a big deal. I speak to him. And let's see. I don't know if the book is good or bad. I have no idea. Probably, almost definitely won't read it because I don't have time to read it. But I gave it a little bit of a shot. Sounds like it's not going to be good. But if you look at what I said today, I said, don't panic. We don't want to be jumping up and down and going wild. Don't panic. I'm a cheerleader for this country, and I don't want to see panic. We would have lost 2 million, 2.5 million lives instead of the number we're talking about. Anything above one is no good. It's no good. We can't have it. It was China's fault. They sent this to us, and it's no good. But I thought I'd give the Bob Woodward some time. I gave him some time. But as usual with the books he writes, that didn't work out too well. Perhaps, I don't know. Maybe it's good. Who knows?
The ego of the man thinking that just because he talked to him, he'd get a favorable book. But also something that jumped out at me there, Cal. China sent this to us almost as if it was a deliberate germ warfare attack by the Chinese against America.
Yeah, well, I nobody knows the facts on that, and maybe they'll come out and maybe they won't. But I also noted this morning in reading the editor and publisher magazine online that Woodward has come under really heavy attack from fellow journalists and from Democrats, but I repeat myself, for waiting so long. And his excuse, his explanation was, or is, that he was waiting to fact check. And that just doesn't have any credibility when some of these interviews were done as early as February and March.
So what if he had come out and released those interviews back then? I mean, what would that have done, do you think? Do you think would it have changed Trump's position, or would it have undermined him so much at the time? When was that around the time of the impeachment hearings as well?
Yes, it was, exactly. The end of January is when they began. But we really didn't start hearing about this until very late February or early March, or at least I didn't. But look, you're not going to change Bob Woodward's mind any more than I'm going to change your mind after being on your wonderful show for so many years. But I do think that, once again, that the president has a responsibility when these things come along, not to his ego and not to his reelection, but to honesty and transparency. And the best thing he could have done to maintain credibility or restore it, probably in your eyes, would have been to make a national address and say, look, just like hurricanes, we want to warn you of the possibility that's coming. It may not be bad, but it's better to be prepared. It's easy to say that in hindsight. I don't know what I would have done if I were president, but I don't think I ever would be because nobody would vote for me.
Cal Thomas, thank you for joining us on The Last Word in Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.